兄弟姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我最近甲大家思想到上帝心意这样代志。
Recently, we've been considering the desire of God.
然后咱逐摆讲到上帝旨意、上帝心意到底爱什么
？We always think about what God's will is.
然后咱也常想为上帝旨意，特别是甲咱个人诶个别诶生活有关系。
And when you think about God's will, we often consider what God wants for us personally.
然后咱特别指到讲到底上帝爱我伫倒落做工。
What does God want me to do? And what work should I take?
然后上帝爱我到底伫倒落甲怎啊结婚？
And whom does God want me to marry?
到底将来要创什么创什么？咱也常真注意上帝旨意。
So what should we do in life? We always pay close attention to God's will.
有影上帝规个全盘的计划内面有这个安排。
It's true that God has arranged these things for us.
但是咱了解这个物件，上帝无独独特拜跟你讲，哎，你着行什么行什么。
But we must understand that God does not always explicitly tell us what to do.
也伫这边告诉你，若牵手，你牵了，你说起上帝旨意是啥物？
So after you marry, what is God's will? After you found your work, what is God's will now?
Then I want to go to the important things that we ask God's will.
You oftentimes see important things you ask about God's will, but otherwise you forget. But what does God really want us to be? Here Paul puts it clearly what God wants for the church.
因为你知保罗伊不甲咱讲，上帝对教会迄个时阵的心意头初面，伊爱教会我当圣洁。
Paul said that God desires for the church to be holy.
兄弟姊妹，我甲你讲，伫咱的生命内面，大家人来追求圣洁，你甲我规个生命完全无相同。
In our lives, if we all pursue holiness, then it will be completely different.
然后到底第二方面，保罗爱教会。讲到上帝心意是啥物呢
？Secondly, what does Paul say God desires for the church?
今仔日咱要思想的是叫咱彼此我当三听。
So here we see that we need to learn how to love each other.
然后这彼此三听是啥物呢？我今仔日打起会分这三方面甲大家来思想。
So what does this love entail? Today we'll divide it into three points.
然后恁来三合直接来看圣经好无？我去头先嘛所看迄段经文。
Let us read the scripture together. Back to the passage we read.
因为第四章第九节安尼讲。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
用论到兄弟的三听，唔免用人写乎恁，因为恁以家己忘了上帝的教示，叫恁彼此三听。
Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another.
所以兄弟姊妹，到底什么去叫这三听？上帝心意到底讲到三听，这里是什么物件
？So really, what is this love that God wants us to do?
其实彼此三听这样物件，保罗真正清楚讲什么？这里是上帝的教示。
Concerning this, Paul clearly says that this is what God taught.
然后这个话出的讲，这个是上帝的心，上帝爱咱，真实是彼此三听。
In other words, this is really God's desire for us.
然后你若假使看圣经的时
，You know when you read the Bible,
然后你若明白规个圣经的重点来讲。
If you understand the entirety the emphasis of the whole Bible,
其实规个重点只有一项是听。
Because the main point of the whole thing is love.
但其实无听有无相的对象啦，你啊。
Of course, love has different recipients.
一个是对神。
One is to God,
另外一方面是对人
and there's love to men.
所以当咱看第十条诫里面头四条是人跟神的关系。
When you look at the Ten Commandments, the first four are about man's relation to God.
然后你又开第五条到第十条是人跟人的关系。
From the fifth to the tenth, it's about man to man.
然后这个拢共讲到迄个听，所以当人当律法先生问耶稣，到底律法的总纲是啥物？
So when the teachers of the law asked Jesus, what is the point of the law?
然后耶稣就清楚解讲讲啥物，你着听神甲啥物，听人对不？
Jesus clearly put it, you must love God and love your neighbor.
所以话出话吼，听人这项代志。是上帝的真清楚教示。
In other words, this is a very clear teaching of God.
然后你若看耶稣活在世界内面，也清楚跟咱讲，咱就彼此三听。
And when Jesus was here on earth, he clearly said that you must love one another.
然后你若看约翰本身伊个写的物件，也常常讲到咱就彼此三听的信息。
And also, if you read the writings of John, he puts it clearly that you must love.
所以兄弟姊妹彼此三听是上帝真看重的一件代
志。So brothers and sisters, loving each other is something valuable to God.
所以保罗这个时阵甲帖撒罗尼加教会安尼讲。
So here Paul writes to the Thessalonian church.
伊讲讲到彼此三听的代志。
Concerning brotherly love.
然后我唔免搁再写乎恁。
There is no need for anyone to write to you.
因为恁已经 自己忘了上帝的教示。
For you yourselves have been taught by God.
所以换句话讲，我唔免记再写给恁啦。
In other words, I don't need to write again about this.
即款物件是恁所知影的啦。
Because you already know this.
但是保罗无甲咱讲，只要知。
Paul didn't say how they knew.
可能保罗头一摆将福音带到因迄个所在，已经将这个信息甲因讲。
Possibly when Paul first went to Thessalonica, that he already told them.
也啊有另外一个可能，是因为伫迄个时阵，因面对苦难的内面，伊经历着上帝，互因有迄个智慧，会晓彼此相听。
Another possibility is that when they were under suffering, they experienced this commandment of God.
所以到底从第什么原因，是保罗伫这个所在无交代？
So we don't know why Paul said that.
但是保罗真清楚地讲，我唔免甲您讲。
But Paul clearly says that I don't need to write to you anymore.
这个物件是咱知影的咯。
Because you already know this.
就相识好好相听。
And we must love one another.
但是呢，这个相听，这个物件吼，我爱咱好好继续思考落去的是。
But this love for one another, we'd like to analyze deeper.
因为保罗直接的所在，伊唔是用咱逐摆真熟悉的一个字，叫做 agape。
Because here Paul did not use the word agape.
因为 agape 吼。因为你知希腊人哦，伊对听的形容有真侪无同的词来形容到听。
You know the Greeks use many different terms for love.
了阿加佩头前我所讲，这个是常常咧英人咧知啊，咱常常咧讲。
This agape we often discuss.
即款的阿加佩听是代表是啥物啊？是指到这个人无条件完全摆出的即款的听。
Agape love is a sacrificial, unconditional love.
甚至讲到人的私欲的方面，伊用 eros 这个字。
And then, like man's physical love is eros.
然后，但是伊这个所在，伊唔是用 agape 咯的字。
Here, Paul did not use the word agape.
伊这个所在用的字哦，伊用着 Philadelphia.
And he used Philadelphia.
然后，所以英文真甲你翻译出来什么呀？叫做 brotherly love 这个字。
So here, the English puts it clearly: it's a brotherly love.
所以保罗伊也讲什么呀？论到兄弟相听的代志。
Because here we see this is about love between brothers.
Philadelphia 这个观念哦，在新约里面才有去用啊。
So this word in Greek, how is this love used?
要一直到讲一个人，亲像一个家庭里面有迄个关系，彼此相关心，彼此相听。
This is like the love and care among members of a family.
亲像上一个老爸生的囡仔，因中间彼此相关心的表达。
Like love among brothers of the same father.
你知影咱信仰所有人，咱拢上一个天父。
You know, all of us who believe in Jesus have the same heavenly
father. 所以咱在神的里面，咱有迄个关系，就是兄弟姊妹关系。
So in God we have a relationship of brothers and sisters.
所以这个真自然，咱常常看到上啊是叫做伯伯兄、伯伯姊有影无
？So quite naturally we call other people brother something or sister something.
啊，这个是因为咱上一个家里。
Because we are
对不？的关系，因为天父是咱唯一的。
Because we are all brothers and sisters under one heavenly Father.
所以呢，迄个保罗爱，互咱了解上帝心意是啥物。
So what God wants us to learn, so what Paul wants us to learn about God
is. 就是互咱有法当彼此相合干呐，相合相听。
Is that we may love one another.
兄弟姊妹，咱论到相听的时。
You know when we talk about love.
然后咱应该了解，咱啊无相捌，无建立关系，咱免讲到相听。
You have to understand that if we don't know each other and there's no relationship, then there's no love.
啊，几落月以前，一个人甲我讲件代志。
A few months ago, someone told me something.
伊讲你知影有一摆我互人请。
You know, once he said, I went to a party.
然后甲我坐上桌的人，我伫咧讲讲讲。
There was someone at the same table with me, and we were talking.
然后伫遐咧讲的时阵哦。阮讲到一项代志
，and as we were chatting, we mentioned something.
讲到什么呢
？What were we talking
about？ 讲到底你伫倒落聚会
？Now where do you go to church？
然后有人讲伊是 UECM 聚会
，and so this person said I go to UECM.
哟，哎，你是 UECM， 我是 UECM 呢
？I said, oh really? You're from UECM, so am I.
我讲了，我唔觉看到你啊。
How come I've never seen you before？
哎，其实咱礼拜都唔是真大呐。
No, our church isn't that big.
所以我咧想到底有啥物原因哦，唔相捌啊。
So I'm wondering why is it that we don't know each other?
头一个原因是啥物
？First possibility.
是聚会了行了啦。
You leave right after the service.
哦，你若坐迄个位聚会了行了啦。
You know, you sit in your place right after service, you just leave.
有影无？恁逐个人哦，聚会你差不多有你的位，你有影无
？You know, often when you come to worship, you know you have a certain spot you like to sit in.
然后你若汉森、詹福、萨贝，伊即个是伊的位啊。
You see, Hanson, Savet, and John Paul, they're always there in their
spots.
I'm often at front here.
Kevin, you are always there too.
We always have a certain spot for us. And as you look around, you always see the same few people. But after the service, and you leave, so you don't know anyone. Second possibility, that one of them attends the first service, and some the second service. And so the first service people wouldn't meet the second service people. That is another possibility. And there's a third possibility, is that they did stay, and they did attend the same service, and they went downstairs, had coffee and snacks. But when you analyze it carefully, when you walk around downstairs, you'll notice they still have their same own spot downstairs. The lower chapel, if this is their spot, they're just always there. You know, when I go and I want to look for someone, it's so easy to find them. Some people sit on the row of pews downstairs.
When I
find Brother Genhua, I always find it at a certain table.
So
it was easy for me to look for people. So if their respective spots in the lower chapel are in opposite corners, then they wouldn't know each other.
So 我问你, 你到底是什么啊?
Let me ask you, what is it?
人家上等哦,
so if these two people did go to the same service,
我想,可能有时中间早走,若不是,
so I thought either one of them left early or they were in different places
now.
So this thing made me think, if you don't know each other, how do you love one another? If you don't know this person, how do you love him?
So
if you want to love one another, first you must know one another. Our church isn't that big with thousands of members. And we can know each other. So today, how about I assign us a task? Right after the service, let's not leave immediately. At least it's a lot of time. Find one person whom you don't know.
That
you have no idea who he is.
And
you go to him. And don't ask. Don't ask who am I. He doesn't know you. Just say, I am so and so. And who are you? And then you talk a bit. Let's establish a relationship. That's important. And then after we have a relationship, then it's easier to love one another. So I know a lot of people who tell me, you know, Pastor, don't introduce me when I come to church. I want to just be in a little corner of my own. A lot of people like to go to the big churches. Quite simply. Because they just stay in their little seats. Quietly come. Quietly go. Silently come and go, just like that. Even if he just disappears one day, I wouldn't know.
You
know, many people are like that. Oftentimes, let me tell you, someone once asked me, is it okay if I don't come to church on Sunday? Can I just watch the TV? Is that okay? Okay, you can use the TV.
我等急人看 TV 来礼拜嘛.
You know, I can worship through the TV.
现在我等看 internet 来礼拜嘛.
Can use the internet to worship.
但是欠什么的知道不?
That's fine, but it's lacking something.
有一个非常重要的东西欠着.
There's a very essential thing that we're lacking.
这个东西是什么?
What is that?
信徒的交通.
Fellowship of the saints.
原来上帝爱咱做一堆啊. 有信徒中间彼此的交通, 那个真重要啊。
Because God wants us to have fellowship with one another.
所以这个是应该教会里面建立这样的关系, 彼此三听。
And so the church needs these relationships among each other.
然后彼此中间有那个交通, 那个真重要。
So that we may have a contact relationship with one another.
但是轮到交通,
let me talk about this.
Now,
many people don't want to attend Chinese churches. The reason being that Chinese people in their concern are often quite nosy. How do you say this? Ask you all the time, do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? If you're single and they keep asking you those, and after you found a boyfriend or a girlfriend, they keep asking you, is it time yet for the marriage? When are you getting married? Right after marriage, what do they ask? Is there news of a kid yet? When you keep pestering people with these questions, the pressure is so great. Even if they're single, you keep asking them, even if they want to, what if they don't have one? So let's stop pestering them with such questions. If they do get into a relationship, then they will lead their... And other than that, then it's okay. If you have concern for them, then pray for them. Talk to them, chat with them, then pray for them. Sometimes when you ask enough questions, just by seeing your face, they want to avoid you already.
So, 上帝驾驶爱咱彼此跟呐，彼此三听关心，但是都会晓关心，关心着有啥咪？
So yes, God wills us to love one another, but in this love and concern, we must have wisdom. So here Paul said to the Thessalonian church, I don't need to write to you about this anymore, because you have received this from God. You know, Paul wrote a lot of things, commandments about one another.
So, Jean Getz, the author,
he wrote a series of books about one another commands. And Love One Another is one of her books. And there is Kiss One Another. Now, let's not abuse this thing. If Paul wants us to kiss one another, let's just grab a random girl and just kiss her. You know? We'll be infamous for that. Because their tradition of kissing one another is similar to our beso beso tradition. Once, I went to St. Stephen's. And as I spoke, I saw a classmate of old. And there was a sister there. She came from abroad. And so I asked after I finished. I went to greet her. When she saw me, she just hugged me and I just blushed.
Wow, 西方嘅禮儀吧。
Just wanted to shake her hand, but she took the Western tradition of hugging old friends.
但是呢啲是因為呢啲貴氏文化未有見啊。
Of course, that is a Western tradition.
你明冇？所以但是嗬，咱馬來文文化親像較冇安尼啦嗬。
Yes, of course, here in Melbourne we don't have such traditions.
啊，兄弟姊妹中間啲嗨咧嗨咧，未有見請安一下嗬。
Brothers and sisters, just greet each other with hellos.
咱有轉菲律賓人文化。Beso不要紧。
Some Filipino traditions have the beso.
啊，你唔能亲像啊美国人掠只三针才发大代志，遐唔通哦。
Let's not do the American traditions here。
如果兄弟姊妹，咱讲迄个听吼，迄个比作三听，咱就有啥物啊？是上帝教示，但是表达方面咱就智慧。
Because love is a command of God, but in its showing, we need tact and wisdom.
所以你头一方面，我要甲大家思想，比作三听是啥物啊？是神的一个教示，咱就去做。
So the first aspect that I'd like to share is that love is a commandment of God. Secondly, loving one another is closely related to sanctification.
Because
the first aspect of God's desire that Paul shared was holiness. And then he went on to say, God's desire is for us to love one another. So what, is there a relation between these two
points?
You know, Paul puts this point very clearly. In Hebrews, he also said
something. Then he said, you need to追求各人和睦，并且追求圣洁。所以各人和睦及圣洁，即系咁啊，跟你连住对。
He once again related holiness and this and relations.
兄弟姊妹，到底有什么关系啊
？Brothers and sisters, what is the linking point of this?
我感觉陈忠道牧师嗬，伊解释真水。
Reverend Stephen Chan wants to explain this quite clearly.
He
said something, let me quote. If someone does something unholy, unholy acts is often related to selfishness.
代表讲什么？代表讲一个人那是叫做无叫做什么呀？那性格的时吼，你若做性格的代志，你若做无性格的时阵，代表这个人常常带着自私的心。
That means if a person does unholy actions, it's coming from a selfish heart.
然后常常做着伤害着别人的代志。
And often commits things that hurt others.
所以呢，这款吼真自然产生一个结果。
Often this leads to a certain result.
是急听的本质是三违背。
This contradicts the essence of love.
因为讲到三听的时阵
，Because when we speak about love,
这个人常常不是带着自私的心。
A person does not act out of selfishness.
你若讲到三听的时
，Talk of love for one another.
你常常行为是为着对方的好处来去做代志。
The primary goal of a loving person is the recipient's good.
所以你当这个人那是下心去听人的时
，So if someone really loves another person,
okay, 他不会自私去做代志咯。
He won't do things out of selfishness.
他不会害人做代志咯。
He won't hurt others.
你看出伊所挖出来是什么款的生活，是一个好者性格的生活，对不
？So what life does he lead? A holy life.
所以换句话讲，那如有三听的所在，如显出性格的物件。
In other words, the more loving you are, the more holy you will appear.
啊，最近咱弟弟七号中秋嘛。
Recently, we've been playing the dice game.
你那伫马来西亚的人，请你注意一个词，好不？
Now, if you're here in Melbourne, let's pay attention to a terminology.
啊，唔通用博中秋这个字，好不？
Let's not call it 博中秋， it's gambling with the dice.
因为咱七度中秋唔是咧博缴。
Because we just play with the dice, not gamble.
原来伫中国哈，伫中国。
Because in China,
这个七度中秋啊，有豆芽的七度法。
This game of the Mid-Autumn Festival has dice.
然后伫这个规个中国内面，这个只有闽南的文化。
And in the entire in China, this only belongs to a certain part in Fujian.
然后你那福建闽南是叫做咱闽南人，这个文化甲有七土什么？ 这个中秋。
Only in a small part of China do we have this tradition.
那北方完全无中秋
节。In the north, there is no such tradition.
因为咧佚佗有无？有，但是无即款的佚佗法。
They do play certain games, but not like this.
因为食月饼无，有作计无问题。
We have mooncakes, yes.
但是伊无咧佚佗中秋。
But not, we don't play this dice game.
即个中秋菲律宾有，越南也是有。
In Vietnam and here in the Philippines, we have this tradition.
但是我跟你讲咧佚佗中秋啊，所以其实唔通讲啥物。哇，中秋好不好
？Let's remember to call it just playing. It's a game, not gambling.
这个是因为咱无唔是要出钱落去博啦。
There's a clear distinction in Chinese.
这个是恩典嘛。
Because all of this is blessing. It's not gambling.
咱来佚佗中秋的时。
So as we play this dice game.
我跟你讲哦，在中秋的时阵，我有时在注意人在走佚佗。
You know, when we play this dice game, I always notice other people.
我就看出人哦。是有贴心啊，无啦。
You see whether they have a loving character or not.
譬如讲，你爱状元。
Say if you really want the grand prize.
我落去佚佗。
And so I play.
哎呀，无啊。
Oh, too bad, I didn't get it.
哎呀，开开对落去哦。
Oh man.
状元咯啊。
Oh man, I got it.
从山啊，开开抓落去，杠杠杠。
I hope his next role is worse.
然后我哦，钓到状元，比伊更加看啊。
And I hope I get a higher attempt at the grand prize.
我你讲啊，真侪人伫佚佗中秋犯罪啊。
You know, many people sin in this dice game.
拢将迄个自私的物件，拢将干哪，早早出来。
All their selfishness just come out during the game.
所以呢，我感觉佚佗不要紧。
So I find no problem with playing.
但你若看到吼，人退掉的时
，But when you see someone get a prize，
唔通自私
，Don't be selfish，
也唔通损害别人，唔通救助别人，袂掉掉，袂掉掉。
And don't wish them harm。
迄款叫做啥物啊？无三听咯啊。
You know what that is? It's lack of love。
原来迄个三听，你若如有三听的时阵，真自然，你性格的生活会走出来啦。
If you have love, quite naturally, you will live out a holy life。
因为若唔是吼，咱活在自私、活在损害内面，咱就做了无好嘅代志。
Otherwise, if we live a selfish life, then it won't be holy。
唔要不，亲像咱若牵手了嘅人。
Or say if we're already married。
然后，哎呀。咱来听咱的夫人人，看咱的牵手。
Of course, we love our spouse.
然后咱袂去找别人。
And we won't go looking for someone else.
咱去袂做唔对，有影无
？We won't go stand with others.
所以有三听，会有啥物？会有性格出来。
So with love comes holiness.
所以这两项迄个关系真密切。
So the link between these two concepts is very clear.
所以当你鼓励如有三听的所在吼，你如看到迄个性格的底下所在露出来。
As people more and more love one another, more and more will they show their holiness.
So, brothers
and sisters, we must have love for one another. If a child doesn't want to study, keeps cheating, and one day is called to the office for tea.
我跟你讲，父母真无面啊。
And you know the parents are quite ashamed.
对不？所以你若听父母。
And you know if you love your parents,
好好读册。
Then study well.
你若唔通让父母担忧。
And don't let your parents worry.
然后这款嘛是一个听性格的流露。
Of course, this is a showing too of love and of holiness.
所以这个是第二方面，在这段经文里面，那我当学到的代志。
This is a second aspect that we can learn from this passage.
第三项。
Third.
头中面是啥物？彼此三听是神的驾驶。
The first point, loving one another is God's command.
第二，彼此三听是跟性格真有关系。
Secondly, brotherly love is closely knit to holiness.
第三。
Thirdly,
彼此三听是有法当继续成长的。
Loving one another can be improved and multiplied.
咱来看第十节好不好？
Let's look at verse 10 together.
因为第十节里面保罗安尼讲。
In verse 10, we see Paul say.
伊讲你五马其顿全队正兄弟固然是安尼行，但是我劝兄弟要各家加上了勉励。
For that indeed is what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more.
保罗哈，伊伫这个所在，伊讲到讲，帖撒罗尼加教会，恁本身哦，有咧对马其顿全队的兄弟有咧做一件代志。
Here Paul says that you are already showing your love for the entirety of Macedonia.
代表啥物
？What does that mean？
代表保罗肯定因有三听的心。
It means Paul does recognize their love.
Then he讲这句话吼，过年是安尼行，这个是现代式，代表因有咧继续安尼去做。
Well, that indeed is what you are doing. It's in the present tense. They're doing that right now.
So, 话出话讲，保罗哦，心想帖撒罗尼教会，到现在为止是继续咧帮助马其顿全队的兄弟。
So that means Paul is appreciating their love for all the brothers in Macedonia.
所以话出话，这真水的代志。
Other words, this is a very beautiful image.
你记得保罗阿伯心想这间教会有信、有望、有爱。
Remember, Paul once said a church has faith, hope, and love. And in suffering, they showed love. So it was really a loving church. But quite uniquely, but interestingly, Paul says, but we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more. So they are already doing this. Paul appreciated it.
但是保罗肯定你就干哪，就做够加做。
But Paul encouraged them to do it more and more.
代表讲什么？原来有了贴心。
Does that mean even if you already have love,
你有法当继续什么？成长，我当做够加做。
You'll still be able to increase it and multiply it.
原来贴心吼，是会做继续增长，到将来。
Really, love can be increased into the future.
再有讲法。
How do you say this? In 1 Corinthians, Paul once said, speak of faith, hope, and love. Speak of faith. We have faith in God, and one day we will meet Him, and that's the conclusion of faith.
但是你若讲，我望耶稣基督再来，我望看到上帝，当我看到上帝，那个望也完全圆满了。And
hope, right now we are hoping that one day we will see God's face, and when we achieve that, then it's over.
但是路要尽头的是什么？
All that remains is love.
So even
in heaven, we will continue to share our love. So love is something that can be increased.
譬如说,
that's for example, you can learn to love not only the lovable people, but also learn to love the unlovable. Some people are quite lovable, you see them and you love them
naturally.
Some people, you just see them and you just don't like them. It's hard to love
these people.
But if our love is abounding, then we can learn to love these unlovable. And we can change our love from a love of investment onto a love that comes from gratitude.
啊，这个这个照讲法的。So
what does this mean?
啊，对不住啊，我感觉咱中国人的父母。I'm
sorry to say, Chinese parents.
真多中国人的父母的疼哦，皆是投资的疼。
A lot of Chinese parents' loves come from an investment. What do you say this? So I raise this child. And so I'll raise this child so one day when I'm old, he'll be there.
对吧？伊若假使吼，哎呀，我来老伊，我当饲哇，所以这款会疼是啥物啊？投资性的疼。
One day when I get old, then this child will be able to take care of me back, and this is a love of investment.
所以你不听见咱人讲一句话讲啥物啊？
In Chinese, you often hear a phrase.
伊第一步还是白头毛送啥物？乌头毛。
What parents really, it's really hard for an older person to let go of a young person.
因为吼，这个乌头毛哦，那和白头毛送是不好，你知不？
Because if this child has to be let go by a parent, then it's disrespect. Because a child is supposed to take care of the parents, not pass away before them. So why do you say this? Why is it a dishonor?
Because
in the ideologies of Chinese parents, love is an investment. For one reason. And they don't want to give birth to women. If it's a boy, then they're happy. If it's a girl, then okay, it's okay. Why is it just okay? Because I raised her so well, and then when she's married, she's gone. You know, this is such a waste of money. Because I raised her at a loss, she has to be married off one day. So often parents love their kids as an investment. Brothers and sisters, when we love, that's not treated as an investment. It should be gratitude. To be able to give birth and able to love your children, is that a blessing? It is. And a chance to love others, that is a blessing. Back in the day, I used to go visiting with Brother Samuel Bendition. And now he's gone. And he always said something to me. You know, Pastor, when you go visiting, I thank God. It's better than people visiting us. It's better to visit people in hospital than to be visited when you're in hospital. So the chance to go show your care for people, that is a great blessing.
So
brothers and sisters, we must turn our love from one of responsibility to one of gratitude. And even more, we must love not only our friends but our enemies. When we live in a church, I believe we have offended people and people have offended us. In whatever aspects, we will meet this. And when someone hurts me, should I love him? You have to love. You don't just love your friends. You need to love more and more until you are able to love your enemies. And why do we need to do this? Because you know, at the end in heaven, you'll be seeing them forever. You don't want to see them, okay? Don't go to heaven.
Because
when you're in heaven, you'll still see them. So let's love one another. You know, sometimes how do we face this religion?
Muslim.
How do we face the Muslims? Sometimes when you hear the word ISIS, we are scared of. Yet they need love too. Even people around us, we need love. And we need to improve in our love. In the missionaries you support, a large portion of them is ministering to the Muslims. Next week we have the Ictus conference. Many missionaries are going to come. And some are abroad, but we didn't invite them over this year. Many of them are local, whether it's Luzon or further down south. And so we encourage them to help them.
But
in the mission field, they will continue to work. Possibly they're facing people who they dislike.
And
yet we still need to bring God's love there. Often I'm pondering something. What is the mission of Malabon that God put us church here? That God put our church here isn't just coincidence. The fact that we're put here isn't for nothing. What does God want us to do?
So we thank God that we have done the recording of
by God's grace, we've done the SAC ministry that we may be able to help various people. Next week, we have the ICTUS conference. And there's no SAC on Thursday. And many of the elders were wondering, why is there no SAC? Why isn't there? And you know, sometimes they'll haggle with us. Because this ministry is where they receive things. What do we do with spending so much money there? To share love to the people who need it. We also do the medical missions. Now we're doing the literacy program. To help the needy people all around us. Love isn't just for us. Love can be shared. More and more, may we be able to love. Here we see Paul say that they shared their love to the brothers throughout Macedonia. That's not an easy task. That is not an easy task. Throughout Macedonia. With your eye writing, I would just say, you know, thank God. But Paul didn't just end there. I'd like to encourage you to do it more and more. In other words, this love will never end. We must keep on increasing this love. That God's love may be shared to the people who are in contact with us. This is God's will for us. So may God help us all. Love one another. Love your brothers and sisters around you. Because loving one another is a commandment of God. Because loving one another is linked to holiness. And because loving one another can be increased and improved. Let's start. Let's not forget our assignment right after the service. Let's find someone we don't know. Let's greet one another and get to know each other. That we may learn to love one another. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are love. And because you loved us from the start, and because you loved us, we pray that you will help us to more and more love one another, to love our brothers and sisters in the church, and love everyone outside the church. May we learn to love the unlovable and reach the unreachable. May you help us, Lord, to pursue excellence in our love, so that we may be holy and pleasing to you. Because this is your will for us, Lord. You are love and you want us to love one another. It may not be easy oftentimes, but you will give us strength to achieve this. So may you continue to bless each one of us and bless our fellowship with one another, with each other, that we may continue to know each other more and love each other more. In Christ's precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.